Welcome to the Finding Grace in the Wilderness podcast. I'm your host, Sharon Hawkins. Here each week, we will share stories about how God's grace can be found during life's most difficult circumstances. Meet with me around the table as we chat with others who have found that God's faithfulness never ends. We will share truth and life and discuss faith, fears, struggles, and victories. Join us as we seek to grow deeper in relationship with Jesus, the one who makes a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Hi, friends, and welcome to another episode of Finding Grace in the Wilderness. I'm thrilled that you're here today. Today's discussion will center on a powerful truth, a promise that resonates deep within our souls, especially when the storms rage and the ground beneath us feels unsteady. Here's the truth. I shall not be moved, even though I'm shaken. My hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. Do you recognize those lyrics? They're from Elvis Presley's 1957 hit, All Shook Up. And I don't know about you, but many times I have found myself in a shaken state. In fact, on more than one occasion, trials of this life have left me all shook up. And I can relate to all these debilitating ailments that Elvis is talking about. One minute we're upright, and the next, our world can be turned upside down like a snow globe. Isn't it amazing what one phone call can do to stir up an otherwise dull, boring life? As if our life could ever be that. But when these trials come to us, it's like we're on the bottom of the ocean when the sand gets stirred up, and it's really hard for us to see past the nose on our face. Sometimes we just have to hold on in blind faith to God until things settle down. There are times things settle down quickly, and other times the shaking goes on and on and on, and it can rattle us to our core. Oh, how God loves to shake things up. He shakes up the lives of non-believers to get their attention because He wants to have a relationship with them. He can't bear the thoughts of living eternity without them. And in the lives of believers, He's shaking the idols loose, trying to draw us closer to Him. Hebrews 12:25-29 says, "See that you do not refuse Him who is speaking. For if they did not escape when they refused Him who warned them on earth, much less will we escape if we reject Him who warns from heaven. At that time His voice shook the earth, but now He has promised, 'Yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens.'" This phrase, "yet once more," indicates the removal of things that are shaken, that is, things that have been made, in order that the things that cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, and thus let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. Yes, this God of ours can really shake things up. Sometimes He turns things upside down to shake things loose in our lives that shouldn't be there in the first place, so that only what is unshakable remains. That means less of us and more of Him. I love the faith of David. And in Psalm 18:2, David wrote, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold." God's the constant that never changes. He is the steadfast and sure one. He is that friend that sticks closer than a brother. In fact, the only unshakable part of a Christian is Christ. Even in shaky times, God can make us unshakable. Have you ever known people who are at peace in the most horrific of circumstances? You look at them and you see a strength, a faith in God that's unshakable. When they should be falling apart, they are cool, calm, and collected. You just know that it's not something a human can accomplish in his own strength. But you'd better believe at some point in that person's life, they have been shaken. There is a quote by Vance Havner that says, "Sometimes your medicine bottle has on it, shake well before using." That is what God has to do with some of His people. He has to shake them well before they're ever usable. You see, in Matthew 5, the Bible says that Christians are salt and light. That is how He wants to use us to bless His world. Unless we're shaken up by God, how are we going to get out of the shaker? But this shaking doesn't feel great sometimes, does it? It's easy to feel like our faith is weak when we face adversity. It's also easy to feel ashamed when we struggle. But that's not what God's Word tells us. James 1:2-4 encourages us to count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptations. Why? Because the testing of faith produces patience, and patience, when fully developed, makes us perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Adversity, though it's painful, can be a gift from God. It gets our attention. It reveals our weaknesses. It pushes us to rely on God in ways that we wouldn't otherwise. When everything is going smoothly, how often do we truly lean into God's sovereignty? How often do we seek His counsel? If everything's going well. So how do we stand firm when we're shaken? By clinging to the truth of who God is and who we are in Him. By clinging to His Word. Psalm 16:1 tells us that He is our refuge, our strength, and our ever-present help in trouble. One may be afflicted, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. That's the power of God's grace. Isaiah 41:10, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Proverbs 3:5-6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths." Hebrews 11:6 says, "And without faith it is impossible to please Him, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him." Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." And of course, Psalm 46:10, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." One key to steadfastness is developing our resilient faith. Spend time in prayer, soaking in His presence and pouring out your heart to Him. We should immerse ourselves in His Word, letting it be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Then we can connect with other believers too, and we can connect with other believers and find strength and encouragement. In Christ, you have the strength to face any obstacle. Claim it. Stand in the truth that you are an overcomer. Adversity has many faces: affliction, distress, suffering, disaster, sorrow, and hardship. Let's face it, as a Christian, it's a constant companion. "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all." Psalm 34:19. We know adversity is hard, but it might also be a gift, right? Looking back over your life, Can you say that adversity has brought you closer to the Lord than anything else? I know that I can say that. Adversity does not exist outside the sovereignty of God. And the enemy will tempt us to believe that God has forsaken us in our trials and that we're alone. But he's a liar, and we fight him by believing the truth. God is not absent in our adversity, although sometimes it might feel like it to us. The truth is, he is often the giver of it. Isaiah 30:20 says, "And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teacher will not hide himself any more, but your eyes shall see your teacher." God gives us adversity to show his glory in our dependency on him. He shows that his grace is sufficient. "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weakness, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong." That's 2 Corinthians 12:9 through 10. Through all the hardships that I've faced in my life, my Savior has been tender and faithful. He's proved himself capable over and over and over. He handles my neediness, and he's pleased by it. That's really hard for me sometimes to accept. I don't want to be needy. But I have witnessed his glory, and I have been changed by it. Adversity has been the gift that has brought his glory into my life. I know that you have stories that you can share too, where he's been there for you through the darkest night. And you know, sometimes we just go through these valleys and through these hard times where we are shaken. And those are the times when we have to just dig in our heels and claim who we are. Find our identity in Christ. In Christ, we have the strength to face any obstacle. We are overcomers. 1 John 5:4 says, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." So go forth today with confidence, knowing that even though you may be shaken, you shall not be moved. Keep seeking his face, keep trusting his promises, and keep shining his light, even in the midst of the storms. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and the scripture promises the Lord will sustain us, and God himself will not permit us to be moved. Therefore, I will not be moved. I will trust in God. How about you? Let's remember, we can do anything temporarily. We're talking about the temporary versus the eternal. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, "So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." And when we're shaken up, it can reveal to us hidden strengths and potential. It can lead us to have a renewal and a deeper reliance on God and a clearer understanding of his eternal purpose for us. When things are shaken up, God reveals what truly matters and what is temporary, enabling his eternal kingdom and his people's faith to shine through. And when the storms of life shake us, let us be like the tree that Psalm 1:3 describes. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. The righteous person prospers because their roots are planted firmly in Christ. you for listening to this episode of Finding Grace in the Wilderness. May God lead you safely through your wilderness as you trust Him, and may His river of grace always flood your desert times. He is doing a new thing. Let's not miss it. Subscribe or follow to make sure you don't miss a single episode. See you here next time.